ओम शांति। दिस इज द मुरली ऑफ द 14th June 1972। एट द प्रेजेंट टाइम व्हाट इलनेस ऑफ वीकनेस इज इन द सोल, दैट ऑफ वेस्टिंग टाइम इन वेस्टफुल थॉट्स। दिस इज द वीकनेस ऑफ द सोल एट द प्रेजेंट टाइम। बिकॉज ऑफ दिस इलनेस यू आर नॉट कॉन्स्टेंटली हेल्दी। समटाइम्स you are healthy and sometimes you become weak. So perform every task by keeping the incorporeal and the sakar form in front of you and having them verify the task first. This is the means of remaining constantly healthy. Through this, your time will also be saved. You will experience it as though someone is verifying it in the physical form. It's a common matter. But you do not put this common matter into practice so much. So, this is Murli of the year 1972. Baba is saying, what illness of weakness? Kamzori ki vyadhi. What illness of weakness is in the soul? That of wasting time in wasteful thoughts. This is the weakness of the soul at the present time. Because of this illness, you are not constantly healthy. Sometimes you are healthy and sometimes you become weak. So perform every task by keeping the incorporeal and the sakar form in front of you and having them verify the task first. This is the means of remaining constantly healthy. Through this, your time will also be saved. You will experience it as though someone is verifying it in the physical form. It's a common matter, but you do not put this common matter into practice so much. So what weakness Baba is talking here? Waste thoughts. We are wasting our time in waste thoughts. The other day also we were talking about waste thoughts. There are vicious thoughts, there are waste thoughts, there are negative thoughts, there are necessary thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, useless thoughts. So many different categories can be formed. If you look at the speed of thoughts, let's analyze the speed of thoughts. We come to the conclusion that all the thoughts of self-respect, all the thoughts of in meditation, in yoga, if we analyze, if you see their speed, they are very slow. Very slow. The moment they start having waste thoughts, the speed increases. When the waste converts into negative, the speed further increases. When the negative converts into vice, the speed further increases. So, if you just look at all our thoughts, we find that those thoughts where we are reflecting on our own self-reflecting thoughts, where we are contemplating on our own self, those thoughts, when we are in soul conscious state, those thoughts, they all have very slow speed. And in fact, a person can be called powerful depending on his thoughts. Depending on the speed of his thoughts. Baba has told many times to apply brake to your thoughts. Your brakes should be very powerful. So, it is very difficult to apply brake to a vehicle which is moving at a very fast speed. So, in this Brahman life, control of mind is must. We are taught about four things: knowledge, yoga, meditation, inculcation of virtues and service. Control of mind basically is the basis of all these four things. So today we will discuss about wasting time in wasteful thoughts. what are those thoughts which can be called as wasteful? And if at all we are having those thoughts, what should we do to get rid of those thoughts? We already defined waste thoughts as useful thoughts, non-productive thoughts, useless thoughts, useless. They do not benefit us or others in any way, or the world at large. All those thoughts are wasteful thoughts. The question is, what is the reason for wasteful thoughts? We know knowledge. We are trying to follow Srimad as much as possible. But still, somehow or other, we get involved in this vicious cycle of wasteful thoughts. And once we are into them, it's very difficult to extricate ourselves, to pull us back to those thoughts of self-respect. Why? So, what are the reasons of wasteful thoughts? Yes? We have already crossed that identity crisis. We know who we are. But yes, as you said, that awareness decreases. That awareness decreases. Knowledge may not decrease, but that awareness. Just as, I'll give a medical example. A person does his MBBS, and after that, he does post-graduation. After doing MBBS, he becomes doctor. But suppose he undergoes a training for cardiology. His awareness about cardiology increases. It was there even before. He is a doctor. He can treat heart patient. But after becoming a specialist, his approach totally changes. After becoming a cardiologist, it is less likely that he will miss things. While yes, MBBS doctor may miss. Because now he knows the depth of cardiology. He has studied each and every disease in great detail. He knew those things earlier also, but now he knows them in a different perspective, in new dimension. In a similar way, I don't think that there is anybody who doesn't know what is soul, what is supreme soul. Everybody has done 7 days course, and everybody can give 7 days course. Everybody gives refined speeches. Yesterday Baba was talking in yesterday's Sakar Murli. You should give refined speeches. That was Sakar Murli, but now almost everybody can do that. So we study and we teach. We can give course, we know everything about knowledge, yet awareness decreases. And the moment that awareness decreases, something waste occurs. So one is fluctuating awareness, fluctuation of awareness. What we should do so that awareness becomes steady, stable. That smriti, that awareness, should not be swayed away by circumstances. So one is this reason. Second reason for waste thoughts, fears. Not many fears. Fear of the unknown. We don't know, but all of us are carrying some phobias within us. We have so many fears. And they say that the way to combat fear is to face them. They are not as dangerous or as frightful as we think them. Probably we do not know them. Probably, suppose a person who doesn't know anything about hospitals. He enters the hospital, he gets afraid. Suppose a person don't know anything about trains. He fears to go to train. He has a fear of metro cities. These are so many fears. So in the similar way, ignorance is the reason for fear. Maybe attachment can also be the reason of fear. We need to find out what are my attachments, because whenever there is attachment, we fear that if somebody takes away that thing, what will happen? Just imagine a lady has purchased a car just now, 1 hour back. And just after 1 hour, she starts crying. Why? Because somebody has scratched that car. As if somebody has not scratched her car, somebody has scratched her heart. She is so much attached to that car in that 1 hour. 1 hour back, that car was not her. But now, it is mine. The consciousness of mine. So whenever there is attachment, fear. And then waste thoughts. In this Sunday's Murli, Baba had told about four types of attachments. What were they? Consciousness of mind. You should be free from the influence of karmas, actions, karmatit, karmic bondages. First, service. Second, students. Third, place. And fourth, who will tell? Four things. If you are attached to any one of these things, you are having karmic bondages. You should be free of all this. Cooperative souls. My cooperative souls. So, definition of karmatit, Baba was telling. You should not have consciousness of mind, even to place, to center, to student, to service, or my cooperative soul. So whenever there is this attachment, that leads to fear. And whenever there is a fear, that leads to anxiety, that leads to always thoughts. So that is the second reason. Third reason for waste thoughts? Lack of faith. Yeah. Because sometimes it happens that faith, your faith starts saying. Nadi Gulzar has narrated a very good incident from Yajna's history. There was a time during the beggary part, nothing was there, no money was there, and the time for lunch was 12:30 PM. So the kitchen sister approached Baba and she told Baba, we don't have any flour, what should we do? We don't have any food, we don't have any money. And it was a rule that the post, even if the post comes, money order, the timing was 2:30. So that kitchen sister was little, you know, worried, because there were about 230 to 300 children at that time. And no food, no food items, no money. What to do? But Dadi Gulzar says, Baba was so relaxed. He said, don't worry, it will come. And money order came. Even before 12:30. Even before 12:30. And food was prepared. And none of the children could ever know also that such a thing was there. That there was no food, there was no money, and money order came. Nobody knew anything. So, this is what is faith. Many people left Baba. They told Baba that we are going because there is no money in Yajna, we will go outside, we will earn money. Baba said, no need. But still they left him. And you know, this is such a wonderful thing. Just imagine, we are staying with a group of people and every day 2-3 people are coming and they are telling we are going. It's so hurtful. But still he was very much stable, immovable, unshakable in the face of such adverse situations. What sort of faith is required? So, whenever there is a lack of faith, we have lot of vague thoughts. Comparison. If we keep on comparing with others, somebody has got something more than us. Jealous. We are jealous of others. We are actually forgetting somewhere in drama. We are forgetting that this drama is accurate. There's no injustice in this drama. But we feel that yes, this person is getting more, that person is getting something more, he is getting more success, he is getting more comfort, he is getting more instruments for service, he is getting more opportunities, he is getting more facilities, everything for that matter. So that creates a subtle jealousy. So that also creates so many waste thoughts. And doubt and suspicion, Kumud Ben said. Yeah, inferiority complex can generate so many waste thoughts. Communication gaps, yes, very good point. Communication gap, misunderstanding. That day we were discussing about misunderstanding. Two people are having misunderstanding. There is a conflict, conflict has arisen out of misunderstanding. So then also, there is a communication gap and that it leads to destruction of relationship. Then, feelings, very sensitive nature. Somebody said something, we feel bad. Dadi was going by, she did not look at us, we feel bad. She doesn't even know. We said good Om Shanti to Dadi, she did not say, we feel bad. These are so subtle things, but these are common things. We feel bad for anything. Feeling bad itself has become such a hardened, such a deep-rooted sanskar in some souls that they keep on feeling bad whole day, whole. So, to have feelings is a good thing actually in spirituality, but we should not be over-sensitive. It's not that every Tom, Dick and Harry is coming and doing something and we are becoming upset, pissed off. No. Then, what are the other reasons for waste thoughts? Willpower, okay. Then, dependency on others. Then, a lot of expectations from others. They should take care of me, they should give me love, they should give me attention. Baba is giving you love, Baba is giving you care, taking care of you, Baba is giving you attention. But we don't feel that and we want a corporeal help. We want a person to give us help. That itself is a sort of, creates a dependency, a parasitic existence. So that can even generate so many waste thoughts. And attention. What are the causes of waste thoughts? Importance. You are not getting importance. Okay. You are not getting importance. You are doing so much service, but no appreciation. You are doing so many things for Yajna. And those who are not doing, they are getting appreciation. They are getting praise. They are getting recognition in Yajna. So that also creates, why these people are getting importance and why I am not given any importance. When they are sick, they are taken care of so much by everybody. When I am sick, nobody even asks me, how are you? We see so many inequality, partiality here also. So that also generates waste thoughts. See, these are just the causes of waste thoughts. Baba said one very good thing here. This is a sign of disease. If you are having waste thoughts, means you are unhealthy. You are having disease. Here, our goal is to become spiritually healthy. Unless and until we are spiritually healthy here, we won't be healthy in future. So spiritual health means these are all mental illnesses, mental maladies. You need to get rid of. First of all, what is there? What does a doctor do when you go to him? First, he listens to all your complaints. And then he orders certain investigation and then he makes a diagnosis. We have to become our own physician. Physician, heal thyself. That is the saying. Find out what disease I am suffering from. Yes, if you are not able to diagnose your own disease, go to a doctor, spiritual doctor. They might help you in diagnosis. They might order a battery of investigation. They might put you through a gamut of blood tests or other CT scan or whatever is required. But you have to diagnose what is my disease. You should be able to diagnose vices. You should be able to diagnose waste thoughts. You should be able to diagnose negativity. You should be able to diagnose whether I am living in the present, past or future. Where I am. Am I living in some cuckoo world, some imaginary world? I am living in the past. I am living in the dead. Where I am. The present is present. This is the greatest present God has given us. Present. Gift. Are we living yesterday? The brother who came, Alex, what he was saying, very beautiful thing he said. What is his ultimate effort is to live now. Now, present. This moment, ispal. Now. Forget what is happening in the past. What is going to happen, I am not concerned. He said, I am not concerned even about golden age. That was the ultimate statement he made. I am concerned only about this moment, now. Take care of the second, minute will take care of itself. Take care of minutes, hours will take care of themselves. Take care of hours, day will take care of itself. Take care of day, week will take care of itself. Take care of week, month will take care of itself. Take care of month, year will take care of itself. Take care of years, life will take care of itself. Now, living in this moment. Now, what is going to happen in evening? Forget that. Now, there's a very good book, Power of Now. Power of Now. Eckhart Tolle has written that book. Everywhere he has mentioned about living in now. So, let us put an end, full stop to this waste thoughts. Baba has told many times, Bindi, full stop. We have to apply it. Unless and until we do this, otherwise this waste continues. There is no limit to the waste. The ocean of waste. Unlimited waste. There is no end to this. Unless and until we decide, yes, I have to stop now. Stop. And then you put a full stop. That is the... And what is the way? You have to search, you have to find for yourself, what is the way for me? Diagnose your own malady, your own illness, your own disease. Find out, make a plan, management plan. How should I treat myself? Whom I should consult? Which doctor I should consult? What therapy is needed? What pathy is needed for destroying this waste, for curing this disease? So, symptoms, signs, investigations, and then treatment plan. And after treatment, also see how much is the recovery. Or is there any relapse? Relapse. The return of the disease. Relapse. You had malaria, you took treatment, now it came back. You had tuberculosis, you took treatment for 6 months, now again the tuberculosis has come back. You had waste thoughts, you made efforts, you got rid of them, you were okay, and now it has recurred. So, look for relapses, recurrences. So that's today's homework. Om Shanti.